Alright, here we are, another covert persuasion patterns. And what we're going to talk about is a person could. And you've probably heard this before, a person, we've used it. And anytime you're using this, again, if you've heard some of the other person patterns, you kind of get this. But I mean, there's a lot of powerful ones. That's why we're including so many different ones, is that, again, just presuppose, which person? Who is it? You know, what's going on? The subconscious always assumes it's them. A person could get excited about this offer. And again, that person is you. So as I'm talking to a person, it's you. So it's basically saying you could get excited about this offer. And again, I'm bringing this up because this, again, is indirect covert persuasion, whereas direct covert persuasion would be where you would directly say you will get excited about this offer. This is the covert slick side of things. A person could get excited about this offer. This is the command right here, get excited about this offer. And again, we could say get excited about whatever. We could be as specific or non-specific as we want to, depending upon what we want to accomplish. A person could listen to every word I'm now saying and quickly go into trance now. You see? Now, that's pretty powerful stuff. And when you practice things like this, you want to kind of sandwich this type of information in between other sentences that you're talking to. A person could listen to my every word I'm now saying and quickly go into trance now. And when you do that, it's going to cause you to feel really good. And I just want to tell you that I really enjoyed watching the baseball game yesterday. You know, whatever. I mean, you can sandwich anything on the beginnings and the ends of these patterns. That's the key to these patterns, is that you want to become very covert with them. You want to become very sleight of, they call it the sleight of mind techniques. A person could allow me to help you with their every business need. Now this one's even sneakier, because it's a person could allow me to help you. Now I said help you, you could say to help them with their every business need. I just switched it up and said help you, to give you the direct command, allow me to help you. Now I could have changed this to with your every business need, but you notice I changed it, switched it around. It's improper grammar probably, because it says a person could allow me to help you with their every business need. I could also say a person could allow me to help them with your every business need. Again, there's no right or wrong. The question is, how are you going to influence the person when you're talking to them? A person could allow me to help you, that's the command, with your every business need. You see? It's just powerful stuff. But again, gotta practice it. I'd take this, work it over for 3, 4, 5 days, whatever. Put it into your routine. Put it into your patterns. You know, switch it around a little bit. Use different commands. Again, it's powerful stuff. Anytime you say a person, it's great indirect trance speak. So you know, that's really what it does. And I've used this successfully quite often, as well as many of the people that I've trained over the years. But I think if you take this and use it, and you'll notice when I do these, I get into that trance voice so that I can either inflect down or up, softer, or even more hardcore. Whatever the case might be, I want you to practice. And when you practice, you're going to get the results you want. So take this information, take this pattern, utilize it, put it into flight time. You're going to get great results. Thanks for watching. Talk to you soon. So long.